Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Clementina van der Walt of Clementina Ceramics, but the interesting thing, Clementine, is I believe you're not sticking to ceramics only these days. So tell us a little bit where your head is now and what you're doing.
Okay, well, because of years of load shedding, I thought that I must find a backup, something that isn't going to require kiln firings. And that made me think about textiles. I'd never done something like that before. But what I started working on was I took the designs from my wall tiles and did a repeat pattern and eventually developed it into a product, well, that could be digitally printed and then finding different people to stitch products for me. And so I've developed a collection of textiles called the Capensis Collection. Capensis is the Latin for from the Cape. The Capensis Collection of Clementina made in the Cape and of the Cape.
Well, I certainly saw your exhibition where you did mix your textiles and your ceramics and made for a very interesting conversation. Yeah, and I saw people taking the ceramics and put it next to and sort of getting all that. Tell us a little bit about that and how the type of products that have developed.
Well, I'm particularly interested in everyday, what would one say, quotidian. So I enjoy the fact that people use things in their everyday lives, like the ceramics, and in this case, with the textiles. So it could be placemats, runners, tablecloths, tea towels, but I also have bags, luxury shoppers, zip bags, cosmetic bags, sponge bags, etc. And what I've decided to do now is to combine my work with products from Design Africa. That's Africa with a K. That is run by Binky Newman in Woodstock, and she has a venue in the Church Hall in Rodeblom Road. And we're doing a whole launch of my textiles and my ceramics, some new ceramics I've been doing, combined with her products, which are artifacts sourced from all over Africa. And so we've called it Interwoven, Cape Threads and African Roots, because that's what we feel. Even though we're in Cape Town, at the bottom of Africa, we are using those inspirations from the continent.
Now, when is this exhibition going to take place?
That is happening on Saturday, the 16th of August, at the venue, the Church Hall in Rodeblom Road. And it's really a once-off exhibition. We're having a soup offer, which is going to be made by Gordon Rudofsky, and it should be a fun day.
And obviously served from your bowls.
Served from the bowls, definitely.
So yes. That's certainly going to add to it all. And how do you see things happening now? There's certainly a revival of interest in the object. And I see that, and you are out there with the markets and so on, and I'm sure you're getting a response as well to what people are really looking for.
Well, I think there's so much competition from industrial imports, particularly from China and so on. And what one has to do is find something that adds value to the product so that people who are working by hand can be remunerated effectively. And I think people need that personal touch. They need the energy of the human soul that's gone into it.
Well,
so, yeah.
We're speaking to somebody who certainly knows about ceramics and the human soul, and we've known each other for rather a long time as your career has taken you from Paul into the city for many, many moons. We've been speaking to Clementina van der Walt of Clementina Ceramics, but who's also moved out into new directions, so you better check her out and see what's new. If you want to know your way, obviously pick up a copy of the Artcraft Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za.